Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello. Thank you so much for listening to today's inspiration. I'm getting an accent. That's cool. I'm Lisa Berry, a longtime on-air Detroit area radio broadcaster who is lucky to have this platform on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com to bring you some positive information. Very grateful for the outlet. Very grateful that you're listening. Let's have some gratitude to kick this off. I want to be a light in a dark world of broadcasting and try to make a difference so you can live a happier, more balanced, joyful life of positive perspective. Well, that's a long sentence, but I mean it. It's all about how you see it. How are you feeling? Got a great big radio hug for you right now from me. Lots of gratitude to those of you who have chosen to listen, and hopefully I can make you laugh or you can feel the love that I have just coming out of every pore of my body through your computer or your iPad or even your phone, however you're listening. Because that's just the beauty of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. You can listen anytime, anywhere. And I would love to hear from you. Right now, you can call us. I'm live on this Wednesday morning, the first day of October. All the leaves are falling. I'm here in Michigan. How'd that happen? How did that happen? Man, does time go by fast. 646-378-0378 is the number that you can call in right now. Maybe you're listening at a later time, which I really appreciate. You can always email me at lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. All about love. I'm full of love, and I have some for you. I know life is tough. It can be a lonely world. It can be a difficult path. But you know what? You can stop. You can take a breath. You can feel the love that I have for you, even though I don't even know you. That's my gift. Did some meditation, you know, who am I, what do I want, and I have found out that I have a large capacity to love. And maybe everybody has that, maybe you're just not in touch with it, but I'm in touch with it. I've always been that way. I'm a super compassionate, empathetic, sometimes pathetic person, but that's my gift, and I am a radio broadcaster, so here I am on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, broadcasting, and here you are listening, and we are walking this planet together, where we are all in this together. So why not take a moment, take a breath, appreciate this day, appreciate all that you are, and let's just get through this together and change our perspective and feel good. Let's choose to feel good. I saw a cool phone case. There's so many new iPhones and phones out, and of course all the designers and everybody have to make the cases to match them to keep up with them, and it said, "I'm very busy." I know a lot of people who are very busy because it makes them feel more important to be busy. I know we're all busy. We all have things, and I'm not judging you, even if you are busy, to say you're just doing it to feel like it matters. Some people get sick to feel like it matters, but that's not where we're going with this. How are you feeling? Got a hug for you. Lots of gratitude. So grateful you're listening. And in case this is your first time listening, thanks for hanging in there. And a little bit about me. Even this show is not about me. This show is about you, for you. And my hope and my goal is that when you're done listening, you are a better you, and you feel hope and love and grace and gratitude. Because ultimately, what is more important than that? Love and grace and hope and gratitude. I've seen people, you know, everybody's different and everybody sees things differently. I just choose, I don't want to see things negatively. I want to see things positively. And I want to share that perspective with you in hopes that you can't ever tell anybody else what to do or how to be or how to feel or how to act. But maybe if I share my perspective with you, it could help turn around your world just a little bit. And you will start looking for the positive and not focusing on the negative. And it's all about perspective. And my perspective and what I focus on are love and grace and hope and gratitude. And my point was, somebody wrote something on Facebook about hope, and they didn't believe in hope, and they didn't like the word hope. I'm judging. I know it's not my job to judge. I say that all the time, but how can you not have hope? How can you not focus on hope? It's such a great word. People have named their children Hope or Grace. Those are great names. You're starting out strong. You're starting out with a name like Hope or a name like Grace. Gotta have hope. I don't know. That's just my perspective. And maybe you want to talk about it. 646-378-0378. I'm all up. Always interested in the debate. I love to talk about things and see both sides, because it really is how we all see it. And maybe you're not feeling so hopeful today. Maybe you can call in and I can help you. But mostly I do the show to give you perspective, to remind you that you are special and that you matter. Everybody matters. We're here. We're miracles. We were born and we're in this world. And I know it's not always easy, but you are here and you matter. You matter to me. You matter that you're listening right now, that you're sharing your time and your energy with me. And I am so appreciative of that. And hopefully I can help you have a better day. You know, we've all seen those posters and the pictures with the inspirational sayings. How much do you connect with them? Because you see them all the time. Oh, that's cute. And sometimes you hang them in your house and you don't really. I am here to tell you, I am the living, breathing, been there, suffered that human embodiment of all those cute sayings and pictures you have seen and that you may have on your wall at home. I feel it. I am a heart-centered, overly empathetic body of love. And that, as I said, is my greatest gift. We all have our gifts. I'm not a great piano player. I can't really draw. I'm always amazed when I see people sharing their gifts. And sometimes I wonder maybe that's how their brain is wired. And then is my brain wired to feel immense love and gratitude? Is my brain wired? I think about it. I'm still trying to boil it down. But I think about it and I think I call myself the great distractor. I am here to make life better for other people because I don't live my life for me. I mean, you've got to love yourself. You got to care about yourself. You got to take care of yourself. But ultimately, what's the point of it all? What's the purpose of life? I was in a group last night and was anxious to hear everyone's take on it. Nobody had an answer. What is the purpose of life? And what are we here for? And what's the point? People get so caught up in all the busyness and all the negativity. And what's the point? I mean, just before doing the show, people can be annoying. And things can happen, but you just got to let it go. Because really, why focus on that? Why hang on to negative feelings? Why hang on to feeling bad when you can go outside and look at nature? I always try to have a moment with nature before I start the show because it's just beautiful and it's free. And my moment with nature this morning was taking out the trash. Now, we all have trash and it has to happen, but hey, I got outside. I said the leaves are already falling here in Michigan. The trees are changing and some of the colors are just amazing. When you ever have a doubt about life and nature and purpose, just look at a flower. It's how it gets to be that way. And maybe you think, who has time to do that? And how simple is that? But it is simple. And as I said, it's free. Free. You know, life, you can be happy and have fun and doesn't have to cost anything. You can enjoy a sunrise or a sunset. And if this sounds cliche to you, as I said, you see those little sayings and posters. I've seen them all my life. But I really, truly, honestly connect with that. That's who I am. That's where my head is. That's where my heart is. And as I was getting to a moment ago, is that how I'm wired? I'm not wired to be a great painter. I'm not wired visually. I have friends who can see things and arrange things, and they're very visual in what they see. I'm more heartfelt, which can be a good thing and not a good thing. When you cry, I cry. I see someone in pain, I literally feel their pain. But I guess I should be proud that I have a lot of compassion because compassion and kindness are very important in our lives today. They're way more important than what kind of car you drive and how many vacation homes you have and how much income you have. And you don't compare yourself to other people. This is who said life is a race. You know, I live in Michigan, of course, home to the University of Michigan. And if you're a sports follower at all, you'll know there's a huge controversy because they're not winning. And I wonder, is the controversy because they're not winning and people want to be associated with a winner? Or is the problem because somebody's really doing something wrong? I guess one of the players had a concussion and now the coach is saying he didn't notice that. So I guess you could look at that as the problem. But I'm wondering, is it because they're not winning because life's a contest and you want to be associated with a winner? I feel like you should call yourself a winner. You're the winner first. Forget about your football team. Or forget about your neighbors or who has, you know, I saw a quote the other week that envy will suck the life out of you. I just think about that. If you're comparing yourself to other people, the Joneses on the other, the grass is always greener. Why? Why? Live your own life. Love yourself. It might take some time. It might take some energy to know yourself. Who are you? What are my gifts? What do I want out of life? What makes me happy? I say that to people all the time. What makes you happy? And they go, I don't know. And I think, how can you be happy if you don't know what makes you happy? Don't live your life and waste it. It's such a gift. It's such a miracle. The human body is such a miracle. And that you are here is a miracle. And I know I'm digging deep to have these thoughts and share these thoughts with you, but it's true. If you think about it, if you really go there and think about it, you can feel that way too. You know, you do matter. And I want to help you find ways to not let the little things in life or the big things get you down. Because believe me, I've been through some big stuff myself, and I still choose to be happy. And again, maybe that's why my brain is wired. Maybe it's silly that my greatest gift is a large capacity to love, but that's all I got. You know, I can make people laugh. I want to make people happy. I've been down. I've been out. I've been unhappy. I've been tortured. I've been tormented. And you know what? It's not a good thing. I don't want to live there. I want to live up here. Hey, I'm up here. I want to live up here where taking out the trash and having a moment with nature is a great way to start the day, because that's my choice and that's my perspective and can be yours too. It's all a choice. I grew up in sorry, Mom and Dad, wherever you are. I grew up in they're not alive anymore. It's not, I haven't disassociated with myself. I grew up in a very unhappy home. There was always drama and trauma, and now I'm on my own. And like you, I'm responsible for my own thoughts. I'm responsible for the words that come out of my mouth, and I am choosing to be happy. Because ultimately, it is a choice. Happiness comes from inside. I've spent years shopping for happiness. And yeah, that's cool. I like it. I still like to shop. A new purse makes me very happy. But how long does that last? And a yummy, yummy, freshly baked cookie makes me really happy. And how long does that last? Well, it lasts in your waistline and your hips and ultimately in your arteries, and that's not a good thing. I still love cookies, though, and they do make me happy. But really happy, really deep down inside, happiness, I have learned, I've been studying it for years, comes from inside, and it is a choice that you make. As I said, some things were happening this morning around my home, that kind of annoying, and I just, you know what, I got to let it go. I'm not going to let that bring me down. I'm healthy, as far as I know. I say every day that you wake up and something's not growing where it shouldn't be or falling off is a good day. A couple months ago, I bit into a soft bagel and half my tooth sheared off my butt. Okay, that's one of those moments where you're getting a bit of a challenge and, hey, only $800 later, it's all fine. So, you know, that's life. Stuff happens, and it's your choice how to look at it. It's your choice how to react to it. It's your choice how to feel. I mean, there are challenges. Life is hard. I know it. I've been there. I've lived it. Haven't loved it. But here I am. It's a new day. It's the 1st of October, and we're moving into fall, and I'm going to be happy no matter what. And you've got to know how special you are. You're a miracle. Your body and your mind and your spirit are miracles, and you are here for a reason. And how do I know you're special? As I was saying, do you know how complex the human body is? I used to say the babies are miracles. Oh, look at the baby. It's such a miracle. We're all miracles. Our bodies are so complex. Do you know how lucky we are that it is up and functioning? That alone makes this day worth living and the struggle worth fighting for. And we're all made of stardust. So we're sparkly and special and deserve to be oohed and awed, just like at the stars in the sky. You've heard the Carl Sagan quote, the famous American astronomer. He said, the cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are a way for the universe to know itself. So that's kind of cool when you think about that. We're all made of stardust. So shine. You shine. And then I started getting into it and doing some research. And there's a famous physicist, Lawrence Krauss. And he had an interesting comment, quote, that I'm going to read to you. He said, every atom in your body came from a star that exploded. And the atoms in your left hand probably came from a different star than your right hand. And it really is the most poetic thing I know about physics. You are all stardust. You couldn't be here if stars hadn't exploded, because the elements, the carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, iron, all the things that matter for evolution and for life, weren't created at the beginning of time. They were created in the nuclear furnaces of stars. And the only way to get them into your body is if those stars were kind enough to explode. The stars died so that you could be here today. That's pretty powerful when you think about it. You know, we're all one. We have all been around, and we're all stardust. And then you know what? I have to be full disclosure, be honest here. I left out a side comment he made. I don't even want to read it, but he said, forget Jesus, stars died for us to be made. Because I left that part out because I believe he was just making a side comment in the moment and not a fact that he was reporting. Because there are lots of scientists and people who believe that stars collide and atoms renew and they are in our bodies. And I think you can still believe that Jesus walked this planet and Jesus, and this is not a religious show. I'm just saying from a historical perspective, there's some pretty well-documented facts that Jesus walked the planet and Jesus told us to be nice to other people. I'm not saying anything else, that whatever you want to believe about Jesus, I bring him up only because I do believe he existed and I do believe he wanted the greater good for everyone. That's a non-religious statement, and you could be religious and you can expound on it or you could say, eh, and disagree with me, and then call me, 646-378-0378. I love a healthy, fair-minded debate. But anyway, that was part of the comment. I have to be honest. I have to include that because that's what he said. But the point of thinking that we are made of stardust is to remind us that each of us is special like a shining star. And we wouldn't be here if whomever or whatever made us. So we should take stock of the miracles we all are and appreciate every moment of life that we can. You matter. We are made of matter. And bottom line, every moment matters. I love that. Every moment matters. I mean, and who's got time to sit here and think about it? I do, apparently. I thought about all of this. Because you go through your life and you're busy and you got kids and you got to drop them off and you got a business to take care of and bills to pay and accounting to do. And yeah, there's a lot going on. There is. And so I've had the time to think about it for you. So I just want to tell you, you matter. You're important. You're here for a reason. You are a miracle. Every day is a miracle. And it's going to help you to look at life that way. Love yourself. Take care of yourself and be grateful for every day you wake up and make the most of each day. Not a me first ego love, but appreciate yourself. Appreciate the miracle you are. Appreciate that the sun rises every day and that the planets spin. Last week I was driving home from working at a commercial radio station in Detroit about 10:10 at night, and I look in the sky and I see this gold ball start to fall, and I thought, what was that? It was slower than a falling star and slower moving, and I thought, is a plane crashing? I mean, it was that bright and it was that low and it was falling through the sky. And then I looked it up, and there's actually American Meteor Society, AMS, and about 80 other people had reported seeing it as well, and it was called a fireball. And it was such an amazing act of nature. And, you know, I'm the type of, if I see a falling star, I'm supposed to make a wish. And I thought, should I make a wish? I did. But it wasn't like a falling star. It was a gold dust ball. It was actually a meteor breaking up as it approached the Earth. But it was an amazing natural wonder. And I was so lucky to see it. So I, was part of what we made. That was breaking up and making more bodies, I guess. So I just like to be grateful for that and be grateful that you're listening and be grateful that I got to take in nature while taking out the trash. You know, I've talked about how grateful I am for water so I can do laundry, which sounds pretty basic, but there's a lot of troubled people in the world, and we are lucky to be in the United States. And I'm lucky to be in the beautiful state of Michigan, the Great Lakes State, which is just stunning. And some of us want to share that, and some of us say, we don't want it to get overrun, but Northern Michigan especially, is just breathtakingly beautiful. But I don't understand why people have such difficulty with gratitude. I was talking to someone the other night, and I talked about having gratitude, and then we walked outside, and she said, well, it's cold out. How do I have gratitude for this? And, you know, I can appreciate that that's how people are, and I can appreciate that's how people look at things, but that's not how I try to look at things. I mean, I'm human. I have my moments. But I said, well, the cool weather's making the leaves turn. They're going to be so beautiful. Well, why on earth would you not want to be thankful for everything you are and everything you have? Sometimes I realize, and know I've lived those moments when things aren't going the way we'd like them to. Believe me, I have lived those moments. I've made deals with God and they've been broken. It's not my choice. My only choice I have is how to react to what happens. The only choice you have is how to react. I mean, sometimes you can control things. I always say, if I'm happy, if I can control my bladder, you know, that happens. But you can set your path and you can have your dreams and you can envision and try to make things happen. But ultimately, you can only control how you react. And if you're in the middle of something tragic and traumatic right now, I have great empathy for you. I am full of compassion, and I honestly, literally feel your pain. And I'm here to try and let you know it's going to be okay, that you're strong and you can get through this. I did many times. But in general, it is just really beneficial to have gratitude, as much gratitude as you can. Be thankful you woke up today. Be thankful for your friends and family. I'm thankful for every breath. I mean, you really want to boil it down. Breathing is such a blessing. And the beauty of nature and the ability to laugh and share love and perhaps lift you up and inspire you to make it through another day, another week, another month. You can do it. We are all here for each other, and I especially am here for you. 646-378-0378 is the number if you wanted to call in right now. You ever get sick or have a symptom? Then, you, of course, you go Google it, and typically one of the first sites that pops up is WebMD. WebMD, which usually explains the rash or the pain you're having and has the information you need for any physical ailment. But wouldn't you know it, they also have something on WebMD, doctor-based website, The Benefits of Gratitude. So there are physical benefits. Here are the clinical explanation why gratitude is so good for you. It's a stress buster. It's no secret. Maybe you didn't realize that stress can make you sick, particularly when you can't cope with it. It's linked to several leading causes of death, including heart disease, cancer. And some claims up to 90% of all doctor visits are based on stress, things that stress caused. So gratitude can help you manage stress. Gratitude research is beginning to suggest that the feeling of thankfulness having tremendous positive value in helping people cope with daily problems, especially stress. So when you're stressed, give thanks, not for the stress, but look around and find something that you can be grateful for. It's an immune booster. Grateful people tend to be more optimistic, a characteristic that researchers say boosts the immune system. There are some very interesting studies linking optimism to better immune function. I love that. Be happy, be grateful, be optimistic, and you're going to be healthier. And then there are ways to cultivate gratitude. Maintain a gratitude journal. Research showed that people who kept gratitude journals on a weekly basis exercise more regularly, report fewer physical symptoms, feel better about their lives as a whole, and maintain greater optimism about the future. I've never really quite written it down. But you can create a list. Make a list of benefits in your life and ask yourself, to what extent do I take these for granted? Ah, there it is. Some people need concrete visual reminders to maintain mindfulness of their gratitude. Why do we take things for granted? Is that human nature? That's part of gratitude for me, is not taking things for granted, not taking people for granted. None of us knows. Life can change in an instant. In an instant. Why take it for granted? I mean, I know that takes some mindfulness and some thoughtfulness and some gratitude and some happiness. But think about it. You know, even the people who annoy you the most are going to be gone someday. And are you going to miss them? I try to look at a lot of people that way. I try to start from the end and move forward. Like, would I be sad if they were gone? And if would I miss them? What can I tell them now that I won't be able to tell them when they're gone? That's how you got to live your life. You got to have gratitude and be appreciative. And another way to cultivate gratitude is to reframe a situation by looking at it with a different, more positive attitude. Rather as looking as someone who's a six-year-old, tired, cranky, irritable daughter, look at her as someone who's tired and needs rest. I do that. It takes some effort. It really does. It takes some effort to reframe the situation and to look at somebody or something and say, maybe they're acting this way because of that. Cut them some slack. Just be grateful that they're around. For me, feeling gratitude is a lot about being in the moment, stopping what you're doing, and at that moment, notice the benefits, realizing how lucky I am to have clean water, a house over my head, health insurance, my friends and my family. And to me, just because I have stopped to be in the moment, I don't lose that moment. I can be in it for as long as I want. I'm in this moment right now. When I get down to the show, I'm exhausted just because I am it's opening my heart and opening my soul and trying to share with you what I've learned so that maybe I can help you be happier. Maybe I can help you be calmer. Maybe I can help you realize, you know what? We're all going to have the same ending. And I know that's not a great way to put it. Who really thinks about that? But I've had to deal with it, and I guess I do think about it like that. And hopefully I have a long, long time to be around to enjoy the moments, but none of us knows. And don't be mean to people. Be nice. And don't take people for granted. It's relieving when you look at people. People may just, you know, be selfish or annoy the heck out of you. But you know what? If they're gone and you're going to be sad, then you need to stop and take a moment, find something good about them and appreciate them. Sort of like meditating. Do you meditate? Does that term scare you? Does it intimidate you? Is it something you could think, I can never do that in my life? Well, you know, the world of positive psychology and mindfulness is expanding every day. And in my opinion, it doesn't have to conflict with your religious beliefs. That you can be, just be a way to help you live out in your stressed life without increasing distractions. It just takes us away from the human connection that we all need and desire. Even Forbes magazine, Fancy Forbes, an upscale publication for upscale business people, recently included an article about why mindfulness is the next revolution in marketing. It talks about how huge companies and corporations are turning to mindfulness moments to help top business people accomplish more and stay better focused. It's something that we can all benefit from, a mindfulness moment. Even in, you don't have to be a guru on the top of a mountain. You don't have to give up your religious beliefs. But even businesses are moving in the direction of what I'm talking about right here and what you can be doing at work to benefit you and your business. You know, in many cases, we can't control others' expectations of us or how much email we get or how many resources we have to accomplish our goals. Here's what we can control: how we respond. We can find ways to center ourselves, take a breath, find some wisdom. It's a true competitive advantage, and it's a new way of thinking, and it has more power than what a lot of data and sales automation and other things are promising. It's to take a moment and can't control what other people are expecting for you, but you can control how you respond. That's what I was talking about. And now this is being applied to the big business world, to big business. The story in Forbes continues that the first step is resisting the dangerous but common impulse to multitask. I found this really interesting because I'm not a great multitasker, and I appreciate people who are, but studies show that while multitasking, women's IQ drop an average of 5 points and men's drop 15 points. So to get clarity on the job, it's now being suggested that people do nature walks, take out the trash. They didn't say that. I said that. Silent meditation, yoga, tai chi, and many others. So it's great how I'm here and you're here and I'm talking and you're listening and I've learned these things and I believe these things and I'm sharing them with you, and now it's going global. It's big business is embracing them as well. Those who ignore learning opportunities remain stressed, overworked, and live squarely within the order taker category. You don't want to be stressed and overworked, do you? I know a lot of people do have those jobs and those responsibilities. So you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your company to take a moment and de-stress, because you'll be better off. I mean, to think that if you're multitasking and your IQ is lowering, I don't know. This is just one source that says it. I wonder if that's really been proven or if that's really true. But I'm glad that companies are embracing this attitude. I'm glad that they are realizing that if your employees are in a better place, then your business is going to be in a better place. You don't want unhappy, crabby, overstressed, overworked employees, do you? I don't know. Maybe some people do. But meditation is just a great way to get out of your head and to change your perspective. And life is all about us. It's not all about us and our little wants and needs and worries. It's not what life is all about. And people get so caught up in that, and they really shouldn't. They should get caught up in taking care of themselves and loving themselves and knowing that you matter, that you really are important. And, you know, it's just important to choose how to react. Remember I opened the show and talked about being stardust? Well, that's a good reminder how we're all just tiny specks in the universe. And as much of a miracle as it is that we are here, in the grand scheme of things, how much does it matter that your kids spilled milk this morning, that your favorite jeans are dirty in the hamper, or someone cut you off in traffic? Now, I know the last one can be annoying, but you can let it go. I try to show compassion in those situations, in all situations. Maybe they were rushing to the hospital. Maybe they just heard bad news. I have a choice in how to react. I'm not going to let it ruin my day. I know that it takes work to feel that way, but it's worth it. Because ultimately, life is about love and kindness and having compassion for others, isn't it? You think it isn't? 646-378-0378. You can call me now. You can email me, Lisa Love Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. I'm always open to healthy debate. But mostly it's about knowing who we are and dealing with our minds. And I found a great article about 10 ways to get the most out of your mind. Don't we want it's all in our head. For me, it's in my heart. Heart goes to my head, and then it's my mind. So here are some ways to get the most out of your mind. Keep learning. I was talking to someone last week, and they were concerned about their brain. And as you get older, you know, things happen, and you lose brain cells, and you lose brain power. But you got to keep busy. You got to keep learning. Do puzzles and play words with friends. And people who are more highly educated tend to get Alzheimer's at a later age. So, you know, you want to keep put that off as long as possible. Do a crossword puzzle. Even if you're not looking to jump back into school, you can get other forms of mental activity to give your mind a workout. Go to trivia night. I know around here there's a lot of places that have trivia night. So it's just a good mental workout. It's a good way to get the most out of your mind. Number three is ignore negativity. Oh, that's what I've been talking about this whole time. Ignore it. You have a choice. You have a choice on how to react to something. Another way is to use all your senses. Sensory memory consists of visual, auditory, and touch-related memory, and is usually very short-term, yet studies often stemming from marketing research have shown that involving multiple senses, like the picture of a flower with the floral scent, enhances people's ability to memorize what their senses are taking in. So when I took the trash out this morning in nature, I saw the leaves falling, and I smelled the fresh, cool air, and I didn't smell the trash, and I used my senses to get my mind in motion. Socialize. I love this. I'm obviously a very social person. I love being with friends. I love being with people. And socializing is a great way to get the most out of your mind. A 2008 study that looks at retired people found that memory among people who were least socially integrated declined twice as much as people who are more socially integrated. So researchers have suggested that socializing may help our minds because it encourages people to take better care of themselves, reduces stress, and releases beneficial neurohormones stemming from the emotions usually caused by being with loved ones. So socialize. Get out there. Meet some people. It's good for your mind. Sleep. Sleep, sleep, sleep. You know, when your kids are little, you never get sleep, and then they grow up, and then you still can't sleep. I mean, sleep, everybody needs sleep. Sleep is so good for you in so many different ways. Ha-ha. On this article, 10 ways to get the most out of your mind. Number 7, are you ready? Don't multitask. See, that must be the message of the day. It says, many of us prize ourselves on our multitasking prowess, but science generally shows that splitting our attention is more problematic than productive. Did you know that? I guess I never really heard that before. And now we're finding the other story I was talking to you about said multitasking reduces your IQ, and now this is saying, huh, it's not good for you to multitask. I thought that was like a skill. I envy people who can multitask. Here's an interesting one, an interesting way to get the most out of your mind. Spaced interval repetition. If you've ever had to memorize something, you're probably familiar with spaced interval repetition, which I'm not, SIR. SIR is a learning technique that uses repeated testing over increasing intervals until whatever you're trying to memorize finally sticks. So you test yourself a lot at first and less over time. It's SIR, a well-supported way to get the most out of your memory. So keep that in mind if you have to memorize something. And, of course, 10 ways to get the most out of your mind. You know it. Exercise. Exercise is the solution to world peace. Practically. Every article I read, every source I see, or any expert I talk to always mentions exercise. I know. And I'm trying. Got to get out there. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. It really, even 10 minutes a day can change. You're changing your routine, changing your mind. You're changing your hormone. You're changing your stress response. It's just the best way. Studies have shown that exercise improves blood flow to the brain, and it also stimulates production of nerve growth factors. So it can help boost your memory. So there it is, exercise on every single list, in every single article, according to every single expert on what is you should be doing. And of course, number 10 way of the ways to get the most out of your mind, eat right. There's well-documented link between what we eat and how our brains function. One study showed that putting rats on a high-sugar diet for a mere 6 weeks impaired their cognitive functioning. Being overweight has also been tied to increases in mental health problems. Really, I had not heard that. If you just can't get enough of your high fructose corn syrup, and who can't? The researchers also found that consuming foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids like salmon, walnuts, and soybeans may help counter sugar's brain drain. Sugar is a brain drain. It's kind of like a drug. It really is. You want it, you want more. You have some and you want more of it. And it's a tough habit to kick. But it makes people happy, and I think about that all the time. Why? Why does this cupcake have to taste so good, and why does it make me so happy? Do you know? Tell me. Share me. Share with me. Why does it make us so happy? But now they're saying it hurts your brain. Well, we're working on it, right? We can't. We're all works in progress, and we're all doing the best that we can do, and I just hope that I can make a difference in your life. I hope I can give you a chuckle and you can feel the love coming through whatever device you're listening to me on now or later, because that's the beauty of BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. You can listen. I've done a bunch of shows. They're all online here and would love you to listen to any of them. I would love to hear from you. You can email me, LisaLoveBarry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. I'm available to speak at your group or your company. I just want to get the word out. I want to make life better for people. I want to share my perspective and what I've learned and what I've learned the hard way. I mean, we all have our struggles. I know I'm not alone. It's not, as I said, it's not about me. This is about you. This is about me sharing what I have learned, what I have lived with, what I have been through, what I have researched, and what I know. Yeah, life is hard, but you want to add some joy to the journey? Let's add some joy to the journey. Let's be happy. You have a choice. You can be mad or sad, or you can be happy. And you can find something to be grateful for. I know it might take some work, but you can do it. It's there. And it may not be exactly what you want. Then don't give up. I see that time and time again about people who succeeded are the ones who didn't give up. And, you know, doors closed in your face will open another one. And it sounds easier said than done, but it's true. It's basic fact. If you don't give up, who can tell you no? 100 people can tell you no, and 101 might say yes. So don't get. If you have a passion, if you have a dream, if you have a commitment, then keep going, keep trying. That's why I do this show, because I have a passion to share what I have learned about life the hard way. I don't want you to have to learn it the hard way. I hope you're happy. I hope you haven't had to deal with the loss of loved ones or people going through cancer or chemotherapy, or, you know, life is challenging, bankruptcy, losing your home, living on the street, whatever. It can be tough, but it's really how you choose to react to it. It's how you choose to look at it. And I'm here and I'm full of it, full of love, that is. And I have some for you. And if you want it, come and get it. You can email me, LisaLoveBarry@gmail.com. As I said, I can speak to your group or your company. More relaxed, centered, mindful workers make a better business. We can help improve your bottom line of your business. But most of all, just want to share some love with you. And I really appreciate you listening. And I hope you can go out there and smile and feel some gratitude. And, you know, we're all just walking this planet together trying to get through the best we can. So, again, thank you for listening. And I look forward to connecting with you again next week.